The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Jen. Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Gabe's on a roll of being wrong, though. I'm sorry.
Make sure we tell him.
I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
I'm keeping that one.
I'm George Costanza.
Yes.
Assistant to the traveling secretary. I'm working on the project.
What project?
Payroll project. Big payroll project.
Gabe said 2 years ago that they were going to work Miami. What happened? They got work. This year, he says, even without Giannis, they're beating Indiana. Didn't happen.
I'll just look around for a little while. I'll just browse around.
Hey, excuse me. You can't come back here.
Look, I am under direct orders from Mr. Wilhelm, so if you have a problem with that, maybe you should just take it up with him.
Well, maybe I will.
Go ahead. Give him a call. He'll tell you what I'm doing here, and you can tell me.
Love up beating up on guys when they're not here. No one rat me out. Hey, don't rat me out.
I'm sorry that I doubted you. Yeah, whatever you need.
So he explained it all.
Yes, he explained it all very clearly.
What did he tell you?
Look, you were right. I was wrong. You don't have to humiliate me about it, all right?
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth.
As expected, the free agent frenzy in the NBA continues. Yesterday it was Paul George and Klay Thompson, amongst other guys. Some guys re-signing with their current teams. The breaking news right now is Donovan Mitchell agreeing to a max contract with the Cavaliers. And the Bucks. Well, Gabe, what did the Bucks?
How do you feel about DeLon Wright?
Is that rude of me?
Yeah, a little bit.
He's a backup point guard.
It's accurate, though, right? I mean, it's rude, but it's accurate.
My guess is when they did it yesterday, when this was announced amongst all of the other things happening in the NBA, Bucks fans went, who? That would be my guess. Not a lot of people are familiar with DeLon Wright and what he's capable of.
Is he replacing Beverly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He'll be the backup point guard.
Okay. I mean, I thought it was a big deal until I saw $3.3 million, and I'm like, nah.
No, he's...
You guy.
Wait, hold on. You thought it was a big deal. You never heard of him, but you thought it was a big deal, and then you saw the money and went, no, it must not be a big deal because he's getting $3.3 million for one season.
What percentage of NBA players does Chewy know?
Not a large percent, but
3.3%.
I don't think 3.3 is worth breaking news. There should be a limit to breaking news, and 3.3 is not one of them.
All right, what's the dollar amount per year for an NBA player, Chewy, for you to consider to be breaking news?
Remember, this is the NBA,
yes,
where they make buckets and buckets and buckets
Jason
of money.
Jason Tatum is making $60 million.
In order to be relevant, it's got to be north of $10 million.
Okay, well, that's just a rotation player still. A guy you're still not going to know.
It's better than 3.3.
The veteran.
Exponentially better than 3.3.
Yes. Can we just for one moment sit in this space where Chewy doesn't know the player, doesn't know his stats, doesn't know really anything about him, but sees the 1 year salary and goes,
you guys talk amongst yourselves.
Buster.
I'm going to look at guys who make $10 million this year and see if Chewy knows any of them.
All right, fair enough. I do want to get to this, so I do want to get to the sound from our buddy Evco, who was on he was on our air, obviously.
Rutledge and Hamilton.
Every day you can see him on Unsportsmanlike in the morning, but he was on Rutledge and Hamilton yesterday, and they were talking about the Bucks and the Brewers. Look, we talked about the Brewers yesterday morning. They obviously have been doing very well. They are atop the division, one of the best teams in the National League right now. And so he was asked about the Bucks versus the Brewers as far as success this season goes. Take a listen.
If I've seen you do it before, it's not hard for me to see you do it again. Right? I've seen Giannis win a championship. I've seen Chris Middleton, who I think is one of the most underrated athletes in the history of Wisconsin sports, win a championship. I've seen Dame Lillard drop 60 points plus in a game. I've seen Brooke Lopez win a championship. I've seen Bobby Portis win a championship. By the way, I've seen Doc Rivers win a championship, just not with this team. So, for me, the way I look at it is I would always default to the organization and the group that I've seen do it before, that it's not that crazy for me to see them do it again. I think if the Bucks are healthy, they're as good as any team outside of the Celtics in the Eastern Conference, and it wouldn't even shock me if they beat the Celtics in the playoffs. I think people are too quick to write off the Bucks. I think they're going to still be really good this year if healthy. I think the second year of Dame getting acclimated to the team, having Doc Rivers from start to finish, I think this team has actually become underrated in a weird way.
Chew, you buying?
He's so wrong. Come on, Evan. You're better than that.
But he's so right.
No, he's not. He's not right. He's not even close to right. Baseball is so unfair. It is so unfair.
Sure. That has nothing to do with anything.
Football is the fairest, and then you would probably go to basketball being second fairest. And then there's a massive gap, and then you have baseball.
Sure.
The Brewers have been much more impressive. The Bucks have been the most disappointing team in the NBA since they won their championship.
But that's not the question.
What's the question?
Who's closer to winning a championship?
Well, I didn't like that question, so I didn't put my vote in. Okay?
Wait, but hold on.
I don't like the beating up on the Brewers because they've never won one, and them not mentioning that it's just not fair. It happens, yes, but it doesn't happen very often.
But I think the larger point that Evan was making is that I don't think the Brewers have someone like Giannis. Like, that's the big difference here. What the Brewers are doing is great, and the Brewers certainly have an opportunity. But anytime you have a player like Giannis, especially in a sport where only five guys are on the floor at any given time, like, that tilts the scale in your favor.
Okay, I'm not going to say Evan is wrong or that he's right, which, by the way, good job working right, the new player for the Bucks, into the conversation, too. I knew you could do it. I'm going to say that we have seen teams that have had success recently in other sports. Let's talk about the Texas Rangers for a moment, who fall off a cliff precipitously. They're the defending champs in their respective sport. And to sit there and say the Texas Rangers are closer to winning a championship this year than the Milwaukee Brewers are because I've seen them do it before, that doesn't hold any water for me. It just doesn't. This iteration of the Bucks is not the same iteration of the Bucks that won the title. Do they have some of the same pieces? Yes, they do. But I don't think you can use that as a definitive, that's why I think they are closer to, or use it as an explanation for why you feel they are closer to than what the Brewers are doing. Yes, the Brewers have to create something out of nothing. The Bucks have the luxury of having done it recently. But beyond that, I don't think it carries as much water, Gabe, as Evan is trying to make it.
So, are you saying you think the Bucks are falling off a cliff?
No, I'm just saying that using the past as a indicator of the future is a fool's errand.
They're not falling off the cliff, but my concern is the same one. Well, it's history now with the Green Bay Packers, where you had 36, 38 years of Hall of Fame quarterbacking, and how many championships you got to show for it? Two? It'll be a crying shame if Giannis leaves here, say, in 3 or 4 years, and they have one championship. You put them in the category of the same category as the Green Bay Packers.
Man, for a guy who won a championship, the way you pretend it's not hard is just beyond me. You know how hard this
it
crap
wasn't,
is,
it wasn't
man.
Hard in 31, or for Super Bowl 31. It wasn't really that hard.
Because you were much better than everybody else?
Yes. I mean, look at the playoffs. Look at our last games. We walked
you.
Through everyone. Well, it's kind of like the Celtics. Would you call that an absolute walk? That wasn't hard for them this year. It was kind of a joke.
Sure. But it's hard. Like, the trials and tribulations to get to that point for the Celtics, like, that was hard. Like, you're going to tell me that Jason Tatum's not going to say it was hard? Like, the trials and tribulations that you guys went through, the heartbreak that you had in 94, then going into Dallas, leading in the fourth quarter in the NFC Championship game, like, that all factors into the journey to that championship. Winning is incredibly hard. And I know there are a few guys that have been able to collect championships like it's no big deal. They literally ruin it for everybody else. Because winning one, like, I remember when Brett, when you guys won year one, and it was disappointing that you guys lost 32, but I don't remember in the 90s, in the early 2000s, going, oh man, Brett stinks because he doesn't have another one. Like, yeah, I don't remember that conversation happening until Tom Brady came along 1-7 and goes, if this guy can do it, how come nobody else can?
Well, and for perspective, in the NBA, let's just go recent history here, there have been six different champions over the last 6 years because it is hard to duplicate the success. It is hard to run it back. We can have a conversation of why that is and the structure of the NBA salary cap and all of those other things
that
make it very difficult for teams to... Because again, once you go all in, it's like what the Celtics are doing right now. They're going all in. They have all of these guys they're paying big, big money to. And what does that get them? Well, the owners want to sell the team because they're looking at those repeater taxes going, I don't really want to be on the hook
for that. But what makes it so painful is when you are one of the best teams in the NBA and you're getting booted out of the playoffs 2 years in a row in the first round. I mean, what have they done since they won the championship? The year after they were booted when?
First round.
In the semifinals, Eastern Conference semis against Boston when Chris got hurt.
Yeah, the second year.
And then they got booted against Miami.
Correct.
And then they got booted. Yes. That's embarrassing.
Correct.
I'm sorry.
I don't
when you're power ranked as one of the three top teams in the NBA and you're booted in the first round, that's ridiculous.
I don't think anyone, and I'm gonna go hyperbolic here, I don't think anyone disagrees with you, Chu, that it was underwhelming and on some level embarrassing. What I think people are able to do is justify this most recent exit by Giannis's injury. Because they think that he would have tipped the scale.
Sure.
Him being out there. So that's why I can't subscribe to Evan's point, which is because the Bucks have done it more recently or have done it, period, it's easier for him to see the Bucks doing it again than it is for him to wrap his brain around this idea that the Brewers could do it. Like let's rank them right now. The Brewers right now and for a while have had the third best record in the National League, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have records to work off of right now because we're in the offseason for the NBA. But Gabe, given all the moves that these other teams have done, what the Knicks have done, what the Sixers did yesterday, what we've seen, obviously, Boston as the defending champs, what the Pacers look like, we know, because obviously the Bucks saw the Pacers. Where do the Bucks rank right now in the Eastern Conference in the NBA?
I think the Bucks are going to end up with the second best record in the East this upcoming year. So I think they'll be the second best team in the regular season.
Me?
Do you have an opinion on that?
I don't know. I have no confidence, put it that way. If they're going to roll it back, they're going to get hurt again. Maybe not Giannis, but pieces will get hurt and it'll be... They're old.
So again, your thing is you got to prove it to me.
Yes.
I'm not willing to go back based on your past performance. The fact that we had a parade here about this time, you know, a few years ago. I need you to prove to me that this version of your team can get it done before I'm buying.
I think years ago, the stars didn't all have to line up in order for them to be there in the end. Now it feels like the stars all have to line up in order for them to win a championship. That's just the way I feel.
But honestly, I think that's just about anybody in the NBA right now.
Even the Celtics?
Even the Celtics.
So the thing that gives you trepidation about the Celtics is the fact that they're trying to repeat and you don't have the same juice that second year.
Yeah, and I mean, it is.
And I can attest to that.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
They're running it back, but, you know, is Jason Tatum going to be as satisfied with playing as poorly as he did? Is he going to force it a little bit more time around?
That's a real
because
thing.
Now you have your championship. Now you want to be the star of the championship.
Did you feel that way in 2022 for the Bucks? Did you feel like, wow, it's going to be really hard? Not because I know you said it was going to be hard to repeat, but more of that was because of the parity in the league, as we have discussed. Did you feel like there's a complacency that is going to creep in on this Bucks team because they won it last year? I don't remember that.
No, but again, that's also you take on the best the personality of your best player. And that's not Giannis, right? Giannis is always going to push for more, 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 more. Like he's the one who said, "Don't call me MVP anymore because that's done and I'm proud of that MVP, but we got more things we want to do. So don't call me MVP anymore because I'm hungry to go do more things." I don't know. I mean, I'm not close enough to the Celtics. I don't know how hungry that team is. Is Al Horford at the end of his career going to be able to play the way that he did last year? Or is he just, okay, I can kind of take a deep breath here. I finally got that championship.
We're all in agreement that it's going to be very difficult for the Bucks to make a splash move that is going to appease a lot of Bucks fans, Bucks Twitter, etc. But the conversation we are having now is who is closer to a title, the Brewers or the Bucks? And we're giving lots of reasons why we feel one way or another. Aaron weighing in, Aaron in the 262, saying the Bucks are closer to winning a championship than the Brewers. Not only Is the NBA a more even league? They also have better ownership. That being said, the Bucks and Brewers are closer than the Cubs. Poor Craig, 11 games out of first place. So I really like how you rope-a-dope me there. You thought we were having an intelligent conversation about the Bucks versus the Brewers, and you slid in an insult to Craig Council.
Yeah, we were having an intelligent conversation, and the intelligence level just went up.
But for the Brewers...
It's a great point.
For the Brewers to ever be relevant or even have a chance at winning a World Series... The stars all have to align.
Correct. Right? Like, for example, like, I would love for them to catch the Phillies or the Dodgers and get a bye. Like, that three-game series is just,
huge.
As we've seen in baseball, anybody can win two out of three games. Mm-hmm. Just, it's the nature of baseball. And right now would be the Cardinals. Cardinals would be coming into AmSlam Field for a two out of three series.
Wait, did we make a determination on that yesterday? How did that poll
I thought
end
it
up?
Was Slam Fam. I don't know. We're just doing
Ham Slam rolls.
Yeah. Chewy and I like Ham Slam.
But I also liked the explanation that people were giving for Slam Fam, which is everybody, the whole fam, is getting in on the slam.
Oops. Oof, that's...
And welcome to the slam.
The way you said that, I don't like it.
Jam.
I don't like the way you said it.
Ham slam. The song.
I don't like the explanation of the family.
We don't really give a crap what you say anymore because you abandoned us. You sold us out. You sold us down the river. Thank God it worked out because Joshy is so much better than you, and I can't wait till he gets back. I was against you coming in today. That's all I got to say.
So was I.
I miss your guys' relationship. They were just
that was mean.
They were simpatico. They were hand in hand in the first hour, and then just out of nowhere, Chewy throws him under the bus. I love it.
Don't worry, we got 45 more minutes for me, pal.
Yeah, because you're famously known for striking back with a vengeance.
I'm basically U.S. men's soccer. Watch out.
All right, let me bring some stats to this conversation because I'm getting very uncomfortable. Slam Fam Field won 51% of the votes.
Ooh.
Am Slam Field had 49% of the votes.
I think we want a recount.
We can do a recount. I think anything that is within 2 or 3 percentage points, we should be able to throw back out there to the masses.
I'm invoking the when Chewy has 40%, he claims a victory rule. Am Slam Field it is.
Slam Fam got 51.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We got over 40% to win.
No, you had the rules of that Chewy rule are you have to establish the percentage before the poll goes final. That's why he always says, I'll take 14% and consider it a win.
Nah. Chewy rule is just the I win rule.
Whatever.
So dumb.
Because I win. and just like that. Whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out or you're planning to visit Milwaukee, enjoy an artfully stylish experience at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. The hotel is ideally located right in the heart of the theater district in downtown Milwaukee. You got deluxe accommodations, you got culinary creativity, you got on-site art galleries and nightly live music. And you can get room rates starting as low as $129 a night. Listen, you got people coming in from out of town, you got folks coming in for the convention or maybe the holiday. Tell them to stay at St. Kate the Arts Hotel. They will love their experience, and they will tell all of their friends that that is the place to stay when you are in Milwaukee. The website is stkatearts.com. It's stkatearts.com for reservations.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Jen, has college football gotten a little sleazy where you can recruit?
Gotten?
A little?
No, I'm saying from the standpoint... It used to be.
That was good.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Tune in to Thanalysis Show. Each and every week, Bucks player Thanasis Adetokounmpo sits down with special guests to have fun and honest conversations. Conversations with NBA stars like Damian Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, his brother Giannis, WNBA star Arike Ogunbowale was on recently. You can listen to the Jay Williams episode, Stephen A. Smith, Jordan Love was on recently as well. So catch all of those as part of season 2 of Thanalysis. Find Thanalysis Show today, Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And subscribe to the Thanalysis Show YouTube channel for accompanying videos and special content.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Okay, today's list is from Pro Football Focus. We're back to the head-to-head rules. And all I want from you guys is the top 10 NFL coaches going into the 24 season. Okay. We clear?
We are clear.
It's an okay list. It's okay.
Wait, you don't agree with the list?
I don't agree with some of it because it's kind of flavor of the day-ish.
Ooh.
It's a little flavor of the day-ish. That's all I'm
going to. All right. I'll go
there's your hint.
Number 10, I have Zach Taylor, number 10 in the league head coach.
I'll say Mike McCarthy at 10.
Sean McDermott of AO Buffalo Brian D. Bills is number 10.
Okay. Now, does that mean, is Sean Taylor above McDermott, or is Sean Taylor not on the list? There's Zach Sean Taylor. Sean Taylor, R.I.P. Zach Taylor is who I was referring to. I'm going to guess he's not on the list. So I'm going to go with Stefanski.
I'll roll him back. We'll try it one more time. McCarthy.
Jen is correct. Kevin Stefanski is number 9 of the Cleveland Browns.
Now
is that a little flavor of the day-ish?
That's... Yes, I think so. Stefanski over, is Zach Taylor on the list? I'm guessing no, based on who I have on my list.
So, I mean, Stefanski's done a pretty good job there, I think. They've got a very good roster. They made the playoffs last year. With Joe Flacco
as their
quarterback.
That's what I was
going
to say. To me, this is Flacco. This is Flacco.
Yeah, because he was able to revive Joe Flacco's career.
Did he do that, or did Flacco do that?
I mean, I'm guessing he had a role in it.
Yeah, he's an offensive guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll see how the list pans out. Number 8.
I have Mike McDaniel, my guy, with the Dolphins.
Whew. Gonna go a little off the board here. I'll say Jim Harbaugh.
DeMeco Ryans, ooh, Houston Texans. Now that's a little flavor of the day, right?
Jim or DeMeco?
DeMeco. But I like where you're thinking. I didn't have Jim Harbaugh on my list. Now I'm trying to figure out if I need to put Jim Harbaugh on my list.
I probably won't guess him again. I just thought that maybe he'd sneak in because he had success in the NFL. He's back in the NFL. Maybe they'd sneak him in the bottom part of the top 10.
I did not have DeMeco Ryans
on the list.
On my list.
Oh, yeah. I would have had him maybe just a little bit higher. He was coach of the year last year. Like, that was a team that did absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And then suddenly won their division, won double-digit games.
And is not working. That's going to make things very difficult as we continue doing this list.
All right, 7.
I'm trying to decide if Mike McDaniel is on the list. So I'm going to go with him one more time. Mike McDaniel, top 10 coach in the NFL.
I will go. Do I think I go there? I will say Matt LaFleur.
Man Campbell of the Detroit Lions is number 7.
All right, I would have gone Dan Campbell next.
So the way that this works is you work your way down, right? So I know who I think 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 are. Chu, what number are we on?
We are on 6.
Aha! Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, LaFleur here.
LaFleur is 6. That's fair. Right? I was thinking, were you thinking of flipping Campbell and LaFleur? But I think LaFleur, even though he has not won a championship game, has done enough to prove that he...
Well, they split the head-to-head last year, right?
Campbell. Yes.
But then obviously the Lions
went to the NFC Championship game.
Correct.
But that's 1, and LaFleur's been to 3 or 2?
He's been to 2.
2. Okay, that's fair. 5.
I have Kyle Shanahan as number 5 on my list.
I'll go Tomlin.
Gabe just tied it up. Mike Tomlin, Pittsburgh Steelers, number 5. Should he be higher, though?
I got him as 3 on my list.
I mean,
Gabe,
even though...
Yeah, no?
I mean, he's a top 5 coach. They just haven't had recent success.
He does more with less, though.
Correct.
He does a lot more with less.
Yeah, and I mean, him being as good as he is the reason they have to take flyers on guys like Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, and because he's that good of a coach, he's never going to have you in the position to be picking top 10.
What do they do with as far as a quarterback, though? Because they're never going to be a top 5 pick team in the draft.
That's why they take flyers on the guys they took flyers on this offseason.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of cross their fingers and hope for the best.
You guys tied 1-1.
Not thrilled about that. I have Kyle Shanahan here.
I'm guessing Shanny's higher. I'm going to go McVay.
Gabe pulls ahead. Sean McVay, Los Angeles Rams.
What are we doing?
I know. I would have put Tomlin. I would have put Tomlin in front of McVay.
Why is McVay below Shanahan?
Because the Rams haven't won one recently,
but they do have one.
Yes,
sure.
But so does. I mean, Tomlin's got one. Well, McCarthy's got one.
Again, right?
Sean Payton's got one.
But McCarthy's not really in the conversation of top five coaches in the league. I think McVay should be above Shanahan. Just in most people's minds, Shanahan hasn't won it. He chokes every time he gets an opportunity.
He does choke.
That He's choked should count in for something.
How many Super Bowls? Three.
Well, if you count
the Atlanta one,
he gets a half.
Yeah,
that's not fully on him.
Half of it is.
Part of it's on him. Sure.
Stupid call into the game.
Sure.
I see your argument, both sides. Three.
I see your argument, both sides. Just to make sure I'm not picking a side here. Three. Okay, so I had Tomlin as three, famously. I said that. I now have Harbaugh at number three now after I had to shift my list.
This is where I'll say Shanny exists.
Jen is correct. Harbaugh is three. You tied it up.
All right. So the last two are...
I don't like it.
So
I don't like it.
Shanny and Reed.
You think Shanny belongs...
Yes.
I agree. Shanahan and Reed. You think Shanahan belongs above Tomlin and McVay and Harbaugh?
Do I think that? No, but that's not the game. The game is how they...
Above all three of those?
I mean, he just chokes. People choke, you know?
Wait.
No, he chokes. He gets there and he chokes. All right.
But they...
Give me the equivalent to winning a Super Bowl. Going to two, going to three. Going to two,
The more you go to and don't win, the worse it is.
Yeah, but you're still a good coach. Yes. And obviously a better coach because you're getting there.
Yes, but I would also argue that getting there and winning it should be above getting there, and losing every time.
So as a coach, would you rather go to one or go to three and lose them all?
Go to one and win. Yeah.
I don't know.
This is like the Bills argument. They still won zero.
Yeah.
Like if
your job going to the Super Bowl.
If you're
I think I agree with everybody here. I don't know.
I'm
back.
If the question is you're guaranteeing me one or I just get to go to three and I don't know the outcome.
But we do know the outcome.
But I'm just saying if those are the options of, okay, I'll guarantee you one, but then you have an opportunity. Either you get the guaranteed one or you go to three. I'm probably taking the go to three.
I don't know. I think a guy that loses three has a better chance of getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame instead of winning one.
Yeah, because there's a consistency factor to that.
Like
sure.
Marv Levy, I believe, is in the Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
Losing four.
Yeah. And is Mike McCarthy going to go to the Hall of Fame?
If he
wins another one?
Yeah, he would have to win another one. So he's went to one, won it.
I'd rather lose three than win one. As a coach, not a player.
Wait, hold on.
What? What do you want?
You'd rather lose than win? That's what you just said.
I said as a coach.
I'd still want to...
I think you're looked at as a better coach if you lose three as opposed to just win one. Put it on the poll.
I don't even know how to ask this question. Who's voting losing?
If you were a head coach, would you rather lose three Super Bowls or win one?
So you want me to ask people if I'd rather guarantee getting another contract by winning one or getting to three?
I think you get a better contract if you lose three.
I don't know. I think Shanahan stays awake at night trying to figure out how he can get over the hump.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah.
Yeah, but again, that doesn't mean he's a bad coach.
But I think it means that John Harbaugh.
Just because I brought him up, it's my
fault? Well, because I hadn't considered him at all. Okay? He was not in my consciousness, even an iota. And then you said it, and I was like, ooh, that's interesting. And I have Tomlin, and I have McVay above Shanahan on my power rankings of coaches because they have won Super Bowls. And Shanahan keeps peeing down his leg when presented with the opportunity to do just that.
How big is the gap between Reed and Shanahan?
Oh, big.
Or Reed and the rest.
Reed and everybody. I mean, it doesn't matter who's two. If you put Harbaugh, McVay, it's a gap.
A galaxy.
There's talk of, Andy's going to be one of the top five head coaches of all time.
Yeah, totally agree.
They win the third in a row, if they're the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row,
top three,
Yeah, like it's going to be, which is crazy to think about. Like you're talking about Lombardi, you're talking about Belichick, and then probably Andy.
Yeah.
Hey, most importantly, though, cannot get out of this segment without addressing this. Good list, buddy.
Thank you.
Very
he
good.
Didn't do it.
Shut your mouth, please.
He did no work. He still does nothing.
Just because I don't have Twitter and I didn't know what the publication was didn't mean...
You said you give credit.
Shut up and go to break.
It does feel a little bit like
what?
We're chewing for
not
cheering
you.
A poop on the potty. Hey, bud, good job.
Yay.
Good job, bud.
Hey. You got to three Super Bowls. You lost them all, but you got to those big games.
Oh, good
buddy.
Boy.
You, you know what you get? You know what you get if you win one of those big games?
What?
You get a ring. And where can you get rings?
Oh,
boom, roasted.
Yeah. Speaking of rings, how are we doing? Can we get an update on your life?
How about
can
later?
We, when we come back, Jen, get an update on his life?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, talk to me about the jewelry center, big guy.
You know what I say.
Dean Dancing Machine.
He's my guy. That usually means happy wife, happy life. That usually means a visit to my guy, Dino. Dino the Machino. At the Jewelry Center, earrings, custom jewelry, and repair services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when that day comes for my four boys to take that next step in their lives, you bet where they are going. They're going to the Jewelry Center. Jewelry Center offers great deals and selections on both lab-grown and naturally mined diamonds for the rings. Plus, you always hear about how Gabe went to the Jewelry Center and had a great experience with the specialist over there, and he picked out the perfect ring. Stop into one of their locations, Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington today, or check out the full inventory online at shoptjc.com.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How much will Angie let you grow a beard?
I would say for 3 months I have to keep a beard if I lose.
Okay, and Angie would allow you to have a beard for 3 months?
She doesn't run my life. Drop that.
Yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Chewy there with some great insight to matrimony, coupling up, marriage. And Ashton, I can't help but wonder if when you come around us, all of us, you know, happily wed, you feel like, I made the right decision getting engaged and deciding to start my life betrothed to another. We want an update on what's going on with you and the wedding planning and the fiance. I heard you say it this morning in the production meeting. It was like the record scratched.
I know. It's weird. Things are going well. We are in the midst of wedding planning. We've got our venue. We've got our date. We're just figuring out everything else. You know, it's terrifying looking at the prices for everything. How do you people do this?
Are you going with the pizza bar for...
We are doing some sort of pizza buffet. We are deliberating the by whomst, and we are deliberating if a pasta bar will also be involved.
Ooh.
We pasta bar is very
delicious. It's great. Both are going to be great options. We have to decide financially if we really like people that much.
Mostly. You don't have
to
like
me.
How much
do we really like people?
The pizza / pasta bar option at a reception is a game changer.
Yeah. Yeah. I think even if we just did a pizza buffet, I think people would be happy.
Oh, 100%. But just that option of like something comfort food-esque.
Absolutely.
At like 11.
Different. Yeah.
You know, like there's been enough time that has passed since you sat down for the formal meal. Which, by the way, what are you guys doing for formal meal? Is you just,
no,
is
that
it
we
chicken?
Just,
beef
I just told you what the meal is.
Oh, you're having pizza buffet for
yes,
the wedding.
Yes, we're not doing
and
a
the
sit
pasta,
down.
Yeah,
damn
yeah
meal.
That's.
I thought that was for the
we're
reception
doing pizzas,
later on in the evening.
Unlimited pizza for everybody that is nice to me.
What are the chances does it actually go through?
Okay.
The wedding or the pizza?
The wedding.
What do you mean, what are the chances?
Wait, through your system? Because I understand you had that works pizza the one time,
yeah.
And you're thinking about how it could
no,
go
it's
through.
Just, why? If his fiance knew him 3 years ago,
But she doesn't.
And how I molded him into the man he is today.
What are you looking for here? Shout out at the ceremony?
I want credit. Chewy wants credit. Jen and Gabe want credit. My friends want credit. Everybody gets credit.
I don't need any credit, Ashton. Just for the record.
Gabe, you were there.
Well, I mean, yes. Do you deserve credit for the man Ashton has become?
He does not.
Yes, you absolutely deserve some of it.
He does not.
Are you angry? But I'm just trying to figure out the angle. Like, do you want to give a speech at this thing?
No, he doesn't want to give a speech. Yeah, he wants someone to give a speech.
Gabe, he would have to be invited. Correct. So he would have to be invited to the wedding.
I thought he was invited. I guess that's up for debate. That's
do we have a date? Is there a date?
We're still deliberating the guest list. It could be any of you guys.
You know, he did reveal about a minute ago that they do have the date the venue.
I will not be telling you.
If he's not sharing it with you, I feel like that speaks volumes about where you stand.
I would be happy with the three of us deciding where the pizza is going to come from.
That's not how this is going to work.
Well, what about
are you paying for it?
What about the five of us? What if it was Ashton, his fiance, and then this merry band of misfits?
Wait a second. Are you guys paying for this then?
No, but you got to have pizza that's going to knock people's socks off.
But Chew, if you want to be involved, you got to invest. I think Ashton.
You think he's got control of that?
Now I'm just trying.
What makes you think? Now we got to bring in another person for the decision-making process.
So the six of us.
So how are you going to go about the pizza, though?
What do you mean we?
Were you going to make it yourself?
What?
No. We're getting there. There are either caterers, food trucks, all sorts of people.
We need a taste test. I'm sorry.
I promise you, our number one contender, it is very, very popular in the area, and you will love. Okay. If you get invited to the wedding.
I don't have to be invited. I just want to be the decision maker.
Do I get a gift either way?
Well, you know you're getting a gift.
Oh, great.
Because his wife really likes you.
Chewy is a good gift giver.
I did.
I know. The gift would be 37 minutes. How many minutes was he there for your wedding? Just give me one extra minute.
Let's base it on two glasses of wine.
So what is that? 34?
No, the first one goes down real quick.
Especially if you don't know anybody there. You're just drinking by yourself.
Chewy was like one of the first people at my reception.
I was actually walking out as Jen was walking in with Dario.
So we did not get to chit-chat for very long.
How long is fashionably late? Because that's what Jen was. That's how long I was at the reception.
Well, I feel fashionably late is around 45 minutes. I don't even think you made 45.
That's about what we did.
Yeah. I was there long enough to see that Homer didn't have a tooth.
You don't have to read
that. I still can't get that picture out of my head.
We know.
Very weird.
Any other brain busters for me? Big guy?
Pasta?
Debating. If we go with
great compliment.
If we go with one caterer, pasta is not an option. If we go with another, it is, but then you get less pizza. I'd rather have more pizza personally.
You know what you do? You go to Glorioso's, get a couple lasagnas. There
you
go.
How much money do you think I have?
No, I can't even buy lunch at Glorioso's.
I love Glorioso's, but I can't pay for 150 people.
Oh, I love it as well. But again, which of my kids am I not sending to college?
All of them.
There goes another sponsor.
Right?
I would welcome Glorioso's. I would welcome Glorioso's to come here just so we could accidentally get them to go
away.
I
don't know that they've ever been consideration for hanging out with us, for partnering with us, but sure.
Chewy, are you going to give me a best man speech when you're standing up at my wedding or what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
There'll be a lot of your welcomes.
It's just going to be your welcome, drop mic, and then he's going to be like,
Chewy's going to be sitting there with a glass of wine.
Every sentence ends with right.
No, it'll be, Chew, come back. No, wrong door. Wrong door, come back.
No, you'll be like, love is patient, right? Love is kind, right?
Starting to think I should decide by bribery if Chewy should or shouldn't be
invited. Is this going on in Chicago or is this going on in Wisconsin?
Here. No, it's going to be here.
I do think, though, bringing Chewy into the decision-making process.
Absolutely not.
If he were willing. Ashton, hear me out, okay?
Feel like my reaction
let
is no.
Let me agent for you for one moment.
Okay,
were willing to make a monetary investment in the process, we're talking pasta and pizza here, I'm just throwing it out. He makes a monetary investment, you let him think he's involved in the decision-making process. This feels like a win, Ashy. I'm just saying.
I got a guy.
That sentence worries me.
For my 50th, we had, what is it called?
A party?
Pasta bar?
You just...
A pasta bar.
Yep.
And I got connections. So
I will ask him. I will see him on the 4th. How many people are you talking?
Well, 150.
Okay. I'll see what I can do.
Hopefully less. I'm feeling like
And it was delish. Everyone loves a pasta bar. Right? No?
Yeah, I love a pasta bar.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just reading this text from Greg in the 262. What a shock. The princess needed an audience for her entrance. I believe the reason that we were 45 minutes late was because our sitter didn't show up, Greg. But I appreciate you weighing in, as always. You dick bleep.
You can't say.
You bleeped the wrong one.
Yeah, and you said.
What? Oh,
you got to tell me about Celsius now, and you're uninvited, and he's uninvited, and Gabe's on thin ice.
But it sounds like everything is going really well in your world, Ashy. We
got
to take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We roll on right after this.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And then you have Raj, who I didn't think he just didn't have the body type of a right tackle.
I have a question. Who the hell are you talking about?
What's his name? Yash.
Raj?
Like, I was thinking, okay.
Who's Raj? You tell us, buddy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Have you tried Celsius Energy Drink yet? If you haven't, let me tell you all about it. It's the clean energy drink that you need, that I need, to stay active and energized all day long. And, of course, only 8 weeks until college football, you best believe I will be enjoying Celsius Energy Drink to get through those long days. It is available at Pick and Save and online at Amazon. Stay active and energized all day long with Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Let's take a look at the polls. We began today's show talking about the mom who asked for the expenses to be paid for a play date. So her daughter invited a friend over. The friend was at the house. The mom whose house hosted the play date charged the other mom $15 for expenses. Some of those expenses included applesauce, using the potty, chalk, sitting on the couch, just to name a few. We asked you, is she going too far? No, it's a fair ask. Yes, suck it up. 95% of people are saying, yes, suck it up. Basically, the idea is when you host someone for a play date or an outing or a party, you're responsible for the expenses, Gabe.
Yeah, that is correct. If you are hosting somebody for the 4th of July coming up here in a couple of days, I'm not expecting you to be charging those people. Like, Chewy, you're not charging anyone, right?
No, no.
You're having it catered.
Just have fun. Yeah.
But did we make you at least think about charging people to bring their dogs? Like, you could make it an obscene number that would discourage them from doing so, and it would just be a maintenance cost, essentially. Like,
no, my father-in-law, who's very creative, is on it. He already made a tool where they can all hook the dog up there. They have their room to run, so we're good. It was negotiated.
Is that going to stop the barking?
It's not going to stop the neighing, the whinnying.
Could always put them in the front yard.
You could be like guard dogs, watchdogs.
Yes, exactly.
If anybody tries to enter the premises that shouldn't be there. We also put on the poll, the Packers offensive line was not ranked in the top 10 of Pro Football Focus's offensive line rankings. Does the offensive line need to be top 10 in order for the Packers to be Super Bowl contenders? Yes or no? 61% of people are saying yes, they need that offensive line to be in the top 10 in order for the Packers to be legitimate Super Bowl contenders. And then we were asking you this, and this got everybody pretty fired up. On Jim and Matt, Evan Cohen of unsportsmanlike fame, said the Bucs have a better chance at a title than the Brewers and are actually an underrated team headed into next season. Do you agree with Evan? 57% of people are saying yes, that the Bucs are an underrated team. I don't know, Gabe. With all of the moves happening in the Eastern Conference, I have a tough time slotting them just based on Giannis existing and what they have done as the number two team in the East.
I mean, I look at what Philadelphia has. They don't have any depth to that roster.
Oh, 100%. I agree with
like,
you
1,000,000%. The Bucks go into that with just as good of a top three as Philadelphia has and a little bit more depth than what Philly has.
But the only underrated part of it is the Celtics, because the Celtics will be favored.
Oh, the Celtics are going to be the number one team.
Yeah.
Yes. But because the Knicks and because the Sixers are making all these moves, I think the Bucks are flying a little bit under the radar, which is what I'm perfectly fine with.
A little bit.
Ashton, we really appreciated having
you here.
It was great. Thanks, you could come by more often.
I mean,
you
always here in the morning if you guys just want me to pop on the show.
I'm going
to
charge you $15, though, for, you know, using our air. This is our air.
Maintenance on the chair here.
Yeah, that chair can only handle so much. So
$7.50, we have a deal.
He's afraid of me.
Done. Have a great day, everybody. Will D and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee.